Princess Diana is smiling somewhere, he says.
So, Sharma, I know you've got someone there who knows all about bringing up royal babies, haven't you?
I do indeed. Welcome to the program. We're going to cross over to our guest and Rosemary Albone. Welcome to you.
Thank you, Shima. Morning.
Rosemary, you, of course, you know this very, very well, but tell us a little bit more about what we would expect in these coming hours.
Well, I think what we need to recognise is that all, as all brand new families, the transformation that Kate and William are going through from being a couple yesterday, throughout the day during labour to suddenly becoming a family is really a huge step forward for any couple. And I think that we need to completely understand that as much time as that they can have together, the three of them getting to know each other is really so very, very important. I know that... everybody in the world is so keen to see this baby. We're so keen to see the parents. We're keen to show them how much we appreciate them bringing this new little one to us. But I think we also have to be respectful that actually in the early days, getting to understand this new role from everybody's perspective takes a little bit of getting used to. And of course, they are going to be developing their parental skills in the spotlight. That baby is born into a very, very unique family unit. And as I say, like any new family, those new roles take a little bit of getting used to. So I think that we'll see a little bit of space, but I'm sure that, again, like most new parents, they're also very keen to introduce the new prince to all of us.
Now, there's been much speculation, Rosemary, about the parenting style of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, and that they'll be more hands-on, and maybe there won't be a royal nanny, and that Kate and indeed Carol Middleton, the grandmother, will be more hands-on in the upbringing of the baby.
I expect that we will see a great deal of hands-on from both the parents and the grandparents, but I think that it probably is likely that there will be a royal nanny. I think we've got to understand the roles and responsibilities that Kate and William both have, and there's inevitability that there will be some time away from their child. But again, us at care.com, when we're thinking around connecting families with child carers, what we're looking to see is someone who is willing to enter into that role, to enter into a partnership with those parents, carrying out those parents' wishes, and working very much alongside them. So I expect there will be a royal nanny. I think although they might have less contact than traditionally we might have seen with nannies taking almost exclusive responsibility for the children, I expect Kate and William and both sets of grandparents to be very, very significant in the young prince's life.
Rosemary Albone, trained at the elite nanny school at Norland College, thank you so much for joining us.
It is a really interesting thing, because you do want to show the baby off, but also you do